Failure is not final. Your life is not through. Now with your testimony, God can use you too.
Good evening and welcome to the live broadcast of Atlanta Life Radio Presents, There is Life After Layoff. The opinions expressed in this radio broadcast are for inspirational and or informational purposes only. Now, as we say each and every week, grab your journal or a piece of paper and pen so you can take notes as tonight's conversation about maintaining life, health, and fitness speaks to you. And now, as I say each and every week, please join me in a virtual applause as I bring our show host on air. Allie.
Thank you, Mel D. Hello to our listeners, and thank you for joining us for another episode of There is Life After Layoff Radio. I'm Allie, your host, and it is always a pleasure to be your guide as I take this journey of rediscovery and empowerment after being laid off. And you know what? It has truly been a time of truth and transparency, but most of all, a time of growth in my life. And along with the support of my contributing co-hosts and special guests who helped to guide the conversation, our goal is to encourage you to explore new and uplifting ways to either discover or rediscover and walk in your life's purpose. Now, the goal is that together we will support one another through this journey. And so that is why I invite you to join in on the conversation with us every Tuesday evening from 7 to 8 p.m. through the Atlanta Life Radio website at www.atlantaliferadio.com. And you can also follow me on my blog at www.thereislifeafterlayoff.com. And as always, if you wish to contact us, you can do so via email at thereislifeafterlayoff@gmail.com. And please continue to connect and follow us on social media. You can find me on Twitter at AllieWard45, and you can follow Atlanta Life Radio on Twitter at ALR Radio. And I'm also on Instagram at #AllieWard45, and on Pinterest you can find me at AllieWard65. And please remember to like us on Facebook by searching at There is Life After Layoff, and you can find Atlanta Life Radio on Facebook at Atlanta Life Radio. So on behalf of myself and the entire There is Life After Layoff Radio team, we say thank you for listening and for joining us as we share with you our insights into issues related to not only the experience of being laid off, but also related to other life-altering events. Now, tonight, we have a very special show for you, and it is a topic that's very close to our executive producer, Mel D's heart, because, you know what, for many years she has worked to improve the quality of life for seniors, not only in our local community, but nationwide as well. So with that said, our show tonight will primarily focus on how older adults can get motivated to live a healthier and more functional lifestyle, thus improving quality of life and promoting longevity. So in just a moment, I will turn it over to Mel D so that she can get us started and welcome our special guest to the program. But first, as always, I just want to make a couple of quick announcements, and then we'll be ready to get started. If you happen to miss a particular show, you can always catch up on what you've missed through the Atlanta Life Radio website at www.atlantaliferadio.com. And as always, we have that wonderful programming, automatic player box on the programming page. So all you have to do is just click on the show you want to listen to, and there you will have it. It will start playing for you automatically. And also, we are on iTunes, guys. So for those of you who are always on the go and you like to take your mobile device with you everywhere, just upload and search for us under podcasts on iTunes, and you'll find Atlanta Life Radio ready and waiting for you to listen to. All of our past recorded shows are available, and after tonight's live show airs, you will be able to upload it within 30 minutes or less. So again, we say thank you for not only continuing to tune into the live show, but also for catching up on what you may have missed. And just one more quick item, we are taking calls this evening, so if you wish to call in and join the conversation or ask one of our guests a question, then by all means, I encourage you to do just that. And you can reach us by calling 347-324-5246, And make sure that you press the number 1 to be added into the on-air host queue. And we will begin taking those calls just after our break at 7:30. Okay, so now we're ready to get started. So, Mel D, will you please do the honors of getting us started and then welcome our guests to the show tonight?
Oh, I sure will. And thank you, Allie, for that wonderful introduction. You know, we have from time to time over the past 2 years talked about aging in America.
Yes.
And some
mm-hmm.
of the challenges that not only do our older adults have in getting older, but also for those who are caregivers.
Right.
And
right.
And what I mean by caregiver, it could be a family member, but or it could be a professional caregiver, someone who goes through a training program, who actually works daily to assist our older adults who choose to live at home and
right.
not be in a facility. Mm-hmm. So I am so honored and proud to present our guest for this evening. I love when I meet innovation and I meet forward-thinking individuals like the two
right.
gentlemen that are joining us tonight. And I'm exceptionally proud this evening because we are truly international because we have one of our guests calling in from Germany. That's right.
Yes.
Listeners.
Yes.
We are truly international this evening.
Got a little international flavor tonight.
That's right. So without further ado, I want to welcome to the show Mr. Tyree Blake and Mr. Randall Watkins, the creators of Sittersize. And
hello.
I am not – yes, please say hello to our listeners.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for having us.
Tyree.
All right.
And Randall.
All right. Well, I am not going to steal your thunder. I want our listeners to hear directly from you. So we will start with you, and if you don't mind, if I can call you on a first-name basis. If we
yes,
can
ma'am.
Start with you, Tyree, and if you can tell us about yourself. And following that, if we can hear a little from Mr. From Randall, about who you are. Who's Tyree Blake and who is Randall Watkins?
Sure. Okay,
we'll start
Tyree,
with you,
Tyree Blake. Okay, my name is Tyree Blake, like she said. I started Sittersize training in 2010. Pretty much I am a registered CNA. I had a need for the program with one of my clients. And I pretty much had a client in a facility that kind of went through some changes, kind of went down as far as their health-wise. And we had a physical trainer to come in, a physical therapist come in and try to get her back to a baseline pretty much.
Mm.
And after the physical therapist left, they pretty much gave her like gave me a piece of paper with some stickmen on it. And, you know, we were supposed to follow those directions, you know, when the physical therapist left. So guess what? When the physical therapist left with the stickmen, I had no idea what I was doing. So
wow.
I thought about it. When I thought about it, I said, well, why don't I just go get a certification myself
right.
and kind of put that with what I already know,
mm-hmm.
and that's how I came up with Sittersize training.
Wow.
So it's kind of like the CNA that had also knows something about personal training.
Oh, awesome.
Awesome.
Yes.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. And yes, you, Randall?
Sittersize training.
Okay. Randall, I'll give you from a professional and educational perspective. I'm currently working on my doctoral. I'm in the dissertation phase of my doctoral degree for public health. I have a master's in occupational therapy. I have two bachelor's degrees, one in exercise science, one in athletic training. I also have a minor in business.
Oh, my goodness.
I have, yes. I'm a published author. I have written a book in regards to the human mechanic, A Call for a Paradigm Shift, which talks a lot about the issues that we're going to be discussing in this segment here regarding the older adult population, some of the things that we need to change our way of thinking in regards to how we work with this particular population.
Mm-hmm.
I'm currently an adjunct professor also at my alma mater in Maryland, an online professor. I teach two courses. One is Wellness in a Diverse Society, which really speaks to the concerns regarding chronic illnesses and a lot of other illnesses and concerns like drug addiction and things of that nature that are issues within our population. And then I also teach one is called Healthcare in the U.S., which primarily focuses on a lot of the policies and organizations and the services that are provided by healthcare within the healthcare community. I've worked in a number of environments. I've worked in a post-acute rehab setting. I've worked in an outpatient rehab setting. I've worked in home care. I've worked with individuals from teenage years, preteens, all the way to, I've had a client who was 92 years of age, best clients ever. I've ever worked with, great lady, very motivated. So I've had a wider range of experiences with this particular environment. And one of the things, just to kind of address with the origin of CitiSize, and that's one of the issues. It's, as a therapist, like I said, I'm an occupational therapist, mm-hmm. and as a therapist, sometimes there's a little bit of a disconnect in mm-hmm. the discharge process when you're trying to get people back to their baseline. As a therapist, we come in, we do an assessment, we evaluate the situation. We did not identify what our goals are in order to get this individual back to his or her baseline so she can have or he can have some level of function upon our departure.
Okay.
However, at times, the materials that are provided may not be ideal for the individual, and you go through the process with the client in regards to how the exercise program is supposed to be completed, and you'll do it a couple times before you're discharged. But then when you discharge the individual, again, as Tyree mentioned, there's a disconnect. And that disconnect is sometimes they say they understand, but they may not necessarily understand. And then the picture that you provide is one-dimensional, so you only
right.
see them in a start position and an end position.
Right,
and because of that disconnect, people don't have an affinity for the material that you left, and therefore they stop their exercise session for a number of other reasons, and then we have an increased recidivism rate back to the hospital setting
yeah.
with some sort
okay.
of acute episode. So
okay.
that's really the issue that we're trying to address in this particular niche of the market there.
Okay.
Awesome.
Wow.
Now,
you know, I don't know if either of you know about how all we even came to be here on this show and There Is Life After Layoff. It kind of started, you know, with my journey through the experience of being laid off and how I decided that when life threw lemons at me, I was going to make some lemonade instead of throwing lemons back.
Mm-hmm.
And I was then inspired to create a blog of There Is Life After Layoff. And then, of course, that led to the creation of the radio show that you guys are guest showing on tonight. So I wanted to ask, because we want to always connect this to the topic at hand, have either of you ever been affected by a layoff, whether it be forced or self-imposed, or do you know somebody? And if so, can you explain that and how you got through that?
Ooh, that's a good one. if I may,
sure.
I would say as a CNA, we go through this period when one of your clients pretty much dies or passes
right.
away, excuse me for that word, but passes away. And in between time, you have to find another client
mm-hmm.
or you have to find some way to make ends meet.
Right.
And what happens is in between that time, while you're waiting for another client to come pass, you're pretty much not working. So you don't have control of your job situation or
okay.
a way to feed your family if that's the kind of job that you do.
Right, right.
And so it's not a good thing. I mean, it's not fun. It's depressing pretty much. And,
yes.
You know, you have to figure a way, like you say, make lemonade out of lemons or try
right.
to find some way to make things ends work or whatever. So you really don't have control
mm-hmm,
of that
mm-hmm.
situation. And that's what I kind of love about CitiSize is, you know, as an entrepreneur, you kind of control your own destiny.
There you go.
It's about what you put into it. You have to reinvent yourself pretty much. So
yes. Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much what I went through with the CNA job. So.
Okay.
And now we're CitiSize.
There you go.
yeah.
Okay. Well, I wanted to, you know, Randall, you said so much, in your introduction. And what I want to do is just break it down a little bit for our listeners,
sure.
because I know many of them, they're for those that are a caregiver or are an older adult who has a chronic illness, and I'll just talk about maybe diabetes because that's very prevalent, and how important it is for them to have to balance their life, you know, control their stress, exercise, and do other things to make sure that they're controlling their diabetes. But can you talk a little bit about how Sitter-Size actually works, what the program offers, and how you do affect reducing people going back to the hospital so quickly because of lack of management of their chronic illness?
Well, the key thing is with any chronic illness is one is to kind of it's about health literacy,
mm-hmm.
and the individual needs to have some sort of understanding of what they're contending with and what types of interventions that are out there that they can use that are really successful for allowing them to really manage that chronic illness. So that's really mm-hmm. one of the things. So part of the program about Sitter-Size is what I really love. It's not a reductionist kind of concept. It's not where we just focus on the exercise. It's
okay.
really a holistic perspective.
Okay.
And when we look at holistic, we're looking at the whole concept of wellness. And wellness has multiple components. It has the social component. It has the physical component. It has the financial component. So there's several components, specifically eight components, to wellness that really needs to be addressed. Now, of course, as a personal trainer coming in from the Maintaining the High Health and Fitness company, you're not necessarily going to be able to assist that person financially.
Mm-hmm.
However, you can provide some suggestions. And what I always tell our trainers is that be careful what you suggest because
mm-hmm.
when you suggest things, it kind of comes back to you. So what I always tell is to recommend a number of services from varying individuals so that the person can make their own assessment and then have an informed decision. And that's really key there is having them have an informed decision. Another thing that we do is we look at the vital signs as well. One of the things is that as a therapist, you know, they go in, they look, they make sure they assess the vitals. Vitals are key because it helps you make decisions about how you're going to proceed from that point forward. Do you need to communicate with the doctor? Do you need to call 911? Is it something that you can address at that particular moment to help this individual move forward with the exercise session? We look at all those pieces of the puzzle in order to help the individual really improve his or her level of function, and that's what it's about. It's not
mm-hmm.
we don't want these individuals to just have longevity and a quantity of life. We want to help these individuals have a good quality of life, and by using those skills and helping them identify resources within their own communities or neighboring communities that they can utilize in order to help themselves be successful. And that's what it's about. It's about empowering the individual
mm-hmm.
to make those necessary changes in order for he or she to be successful in what they're trying to achieve. And that's really important
mm-hmm.
for the listeners as well as the clientele to understand that it's not about us coming in dictating to you. It's about us working with you and you having a say in some of the things that you have. Yes, we have a regimented program, but that program can be altered to fit your needs. And I know that sounds kind of, you know, counterintuitive or like an oxymoron in that you have something that's regimented, but
right.
you have to have some sort of guide. And then from that guide, you can use the expertise and skills and resources that are available to you to fit that to that particular client, because everybody is different. And if you came in with one idea, one kind of focus, it's not necessarily resonate with that particular client. Therefore, they're not going to be willing to be active in that process. Then you're not doing that. You're doing them a disservice
right.
rather than
mm-hmm.
a service, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So those are
go ahead.
That's how we look at that.
You know, I love that you said something really key to me. You said holistic, and you're looking
mm-hmm,
at
mm-hmm.
the whole person. You're not just looking at a part or a piece of that person and trying to fix that. You're kind of taking that whole person approach, which really is a paradigm shift from traditional medicine, because even when, and you know, in terms of, you know, working with people individually, because, you know, for many it was sort of like the cattle. The cattle comes in the hospital, you prescribe the medication, the cattle goes out, and it was sort of regimented. So this is awesome. How did you develop the model? Was it based on research or just your combination of you and Tyree's experiences? How were you so inspired to come to this model, because it is very innovative.
Mm-hmm. And just that's just it. It was a combination of, that's why I always say that two minds are better than one.
Right.
And you know, and Tyree brings pieces to the program, and then I bring pieces to the program. But from my perspective, and what we had discussed was when I was working in various environments. Again, specifically, it was the post-acute inpatient rehab setting. And in this particular setting, even in a home care setting, what would happen was, as you mentioned, this cattle approach. You know, we have this idea in modern society that medication is an end-all, be-all. It fixes all.
Oh, my goodness.
We believe that
if there's
an illness, there's a drug that can address it. And that's called the medical model. I don't subscribe to that specific philosophical assumption.
Mm-hmm.
Because of my experiences working in these environments, I've seen how the system focuses more so on revenue generation as opposed to focusing on the client. There were experiences where I was working with multiple clients, and I was requested to bill for the entire hour for each client. However, I'm only working with one client for 30 minutes and the other client for 30 minutes, yet they were both there for an hour. Ethically, I cannot justify that.
Right.
From the perspective of that client, I cannot justify that.
Wow.
Therefore, I felt that it was in the best interest of my conscience, you know, that I go out and provide a service to these particular individuals that I have control of how I provide the service and how they receive the service. So that's
kudos
what, you know,
you
Tyree and I talk about is really looking at people from that holistic perspective. The reductionist concept is not novel. You know, it's been around for quite some time. And, you know, as occupational therapists, that's one of our philosophies, is to really look at the whole person. So I've taken pieces of my experiences and pieces of, and yes, I do a lot of research and I read a lot of articles, and you know, people have to be cautious with what they read, because just because it's an empirical study, that doesn't necessarily mean that information that has the outcomes in there is always good for everybody.
Exactly.
So, you know, I use my intellect and I process the information. I look at it from a pragmatic perspective, because that's truly what really matters, is the pragmatic implications of these innovations or of these new concepts and ideas, and how it's really going to impact the particular client or the population. You know, and that's where much of what we have arrived, where we've arrived with this concept, has its genesis.
Mm. Well, you know, Mel D, you know that we've on several occasions talked about the fact of how the medical community has always wanting to, like he said, prescribe a pill for everything and anything. Mm-hmm. And most times we find that they're treating the symptoms and not the root cause of the illness. And so I'm so happy to hear somebody who actually believes that, you know, there's a more natural, more holistic way other than a miracle pill, because there's no such thing, people, you know. And then when it comes to weight maintenance and health and fitness, the market is inundated with all of these quick fix schemes and potions and lotions and whatever, and it just comes to, just like you said, educating yourself and doing your due diligence to kind of, you know, make sense of it all, you know. But there's always a more natural approach.
Yes.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Yes,
so how does it does this actually work? Excuse me. Does a client get referred to you, or do they call you direct? Do you deal with case managers? If I have a homebound mother who I want to learn more about Sitter-Size, how would you, from A through Z, how does this work? How does someone get involved with Sitter-Size? Or even if they're looking forward to become certified as a trainer, how does it work?
Tyree, you want me to feel that one as well?
Yeah, you can take that one, Randall.
Sure. A lot of times what will happen is, yes, we do get referral basis. Again, it can be a word-of-mouth process. Information that we do have is provided on our website at www.sittersizetraining.com. We will be having a new website coming soon. They can send us an email at sittersizetraining@gmail.com. So there's ways that you could do that. We have connections with individuals throughout the community that if they know of someone, they can send that in to us as well. So there's a number of different means to access us for us to be able to provide that service to you if that's something that you seek.
Awesome. And if I'm unemployed right now and I'm looking for employment, and is this a training program that maybe I can look into, someone can look into?
Well, actually, that's interesting you mentioned that. We do have someone who actually was reaching out to us for us to provide a training program for their staff to work with their clientele. So that is, again, something that can be done to assist with this particular population. We address it from a number of perspectives, you know, on an individual perspective as well as a larger community perspective, and that's the public health aspect of it too. Like I said, I'm getting my doctorate in public health, so that's the public health component. So we're trying to I hate to say this, but infiltrate to market in regards to helping. And the reason why I say it like that is because ultimately we want to provide a service that's going to assist these particular individuals with maintaining a strong, healthy lifestyle at this particular age. It's about aging in place. Mm-hmm. You have a lot of different aging in place communities. People are homebound, as you mentioned. You know, being homebound is very challenging, not only physically, but it's also challenging emotionally.
Yes.
And
yes,
as a part of one's wellness, we need to be able to address that. So it's being creative and finding innovative ways to work with these particular individuals in the home environment to help them feel part of the community. One of the things is that the older adult population, unfortunately, within modern society or within contemporary society, is perceived as no longer valuable. And they're marginalized within our society.
Right.
And that is not fair to them because they do have a lot of value. They do have a lot of knowledge.
Absolutely.
They still have skill sets.
Mm-hmm.
When I was in my graduate program, we talked about civic engagement and doing certain types of activities in the community. And you don't have to necessarily leave the home to be productive in the community, using that term productive with quotes around it. Because what is productive? You know, that's a dynamic term. You know, what's productive to one individual may not necessarily be productive to someone else. So, you know, that's one of those terms like normality that I take issue with because, again, what was normal 10 years ago may not be normal today. So
That's
the reason why we're trying to use different avenues with a similar approach, because you have to approach some things a little bit different in order to get this message to the community. Hopefully that answers your question.
Oh, I think it was a great answer. Well, Allie, think what we can do right now, because we have callers who have called in and who want to ask questions, we can take a break right now.
Sure.
So,
we'll wind down and pause and take a short station break, and then we'll come back and continue our conversation with our special guests, Tyree Blake and Randall Watkins of the creators of Sittercise, an in-home personal training program for older adults. So please stay tuned. I'm Allie, your host, along with executive producer Mel D, and you are listening to There Is Life After Layoff Radio. So please stay tuned.
Failure is not final. Your life is not through. Now with your testimony, God can use you
just now joining us. You are listening to the live broadcast of Atlanta Life Radio presents There Is Life After Layoff. We'd like to take this moment to thank all of our faithful listeners who tune in each and every week from 7 to 8 p.m. to listen to our program. Without you, I tell you, the show would not be made possible. We also want to send a shout out to all of our new listeners. If this is your first time tuning in, we hope you are enjoying tonight's show. This is a sample of what we do each and every Tuesday, so please mark your calendars and join us every Tuesday from 7 to 8 p.m. I'd also like to take a quick moment and thank tonight's sponsor, Up to Me Magazine, because without our sponsors, financially, this show would not be made possible. So if you are interested in learning how you can become a sponsor of a show, please contact me at mdavis@atlantaliferadio.com. And now we're going to get right back to our program because we have a wonderful conversation and we have callers who would like to come on air. So please hold on. Allie?
Right. Yes, we're back. If you're just joining us, we say welcome to you and thank you for listening. You are listening to There Is Life After Layoff Radio at www.atlantaliferadio.com. And I'm your host, Allie, along with our executive producer this evening, Mel D. Thank you for joining us. And we encourage you to tune in each and every week, 7 to 8 p.m. on Tuesday evenings. And please continue to follow me on my blog at www.thereislifeafterlayoff.com. And if you there's still time to be a part of tonight's conversation, so you can reach us by calling 347-324-5246, and please make sure that you press the number 1 to be added into our on-air host queue. So, Mel D, I believe you said we have some callers, so we'd like to welcome those people to the air and have them ask their questions or make their comments.
All right. Well, let's see who we have.
All right.
Caller, if your number ends in 9325, welcome. You are on air.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. My name is Crystal Hosey, and I am a home health care provider.
Okay.
And one of the things I first want to say, thank you, Randall. Thank you, Tyree, because what you have done is so wonderful. It's instrumental because we really need that. Mm-hmm. Because so often we see seniors that, you know, you have to have a written script for PT. And then with the changes in Medicare, there's a downtime where they don't have the exercise program because, you know, it's only a certain amount of weeks that you can have PT on Medicare.
Right.
So with this program, from what I'm listening, I'm hearing, this is going to be something that's affordable for seniors, that their caregivers, be it their family members who's a caregiver or their CNAs, can get the training and they can, you know, exercise with them on a daily basis, and it's going to help them to have a better quality of life. So I just want to say thank you, and I want to be one of the first ones to sign up to get my CNAs trained for Sittercise.
Thank you so much, Crystal. Thank you.
Thank you, Crystal. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right. Hold on, and we'll bring on our next caller. If your number ends in 3319, welcome. You are on air.
Hi. My name is Rachel. I'm calling in just to comment as well as I have a question as well.
Okay.
But I think I wanted to say hello to Allie and Mel D and Tyree and Randall.
Hey, Rachel.
Hi, Rachel.
Hi. I think it's an amazing concept that they have, very innovative, and it's being in the healthcare field. I'm just really excited to know that this is something that can be offered in the homes of seniors, because very often it seems as if with my mother, she's gone on now, but it would have been awesome to know that something like that could have been in the home when they're released from discharge from the hospital, and then they go home. And unfortunately, they could be mobile if someone were to be able to show them how to be, as well as those CNAs getting in there and being able to do more after having that certification and that supervision training. So I think it's amazing. I wanted to ask, how does one afford your services, and how often can they receive them, receive your services? Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm sorry. I didn't know. That's just a general. I thought you maybe was directing it to one of us specifically. I can answer that. Right now, the way that we have it, it can be we're going through Medicare, so we're working with Medicare, and then we're also doing self-pay with the individuals. You could do it as many times as is feasible. Of course, with exercise, you always want to make sure that you give yourself at least 24 to 48 hours of rest, but you can you can, and that's specifically with resistance training, and this and that's why I'm using the word resistance as opposed to weight training, because there is a difference, and we use resistance bands, but especially with our population that we're going to be working with, they're a little bit older sometimes. In some situations, they're a little more frail in other situations, so you want to make sure that we give them enough time to recover. Because, again, you know, I had a mother in the very same scenario, and she would always say that, my knees hurt or my joints hurt. And she didn't really want to do the activities because of fear of her arthritic condition. So that's one of the things that we take into account, and that's another reason why we use the resistance as opposed to weights. Now, there will be individuals who could use dumbbells and things of that nature in the future, but we use the resistance. So we make it affordable that it's covered through the Medicare. You could do self-pay also. You could do a payment plan if necessary. We make it the ultimate goal is to get the service to the people. Too many people focus on finances. Yes, we all have to eat, but if you don't provide a good service to the people, then you're doing a disservice to yourself, you're doing a disservice to the healthcare system, and you're doing a disservice ultimately to the person. So that's our goal.
That's true. Wow. Wonderful.
And if I might, can I add something, if you don't mind?
Sure.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes. This is Tyree Raytu. Thanks for calling. We also have a DVD component. If you can't afford a personal trainer, we have a DVD that your caregiver and the client can follow themselves. I mean, it goes step by step. It teaches you step by step what to do, how many reps to do, what kind of exercises, from dynamic warm up to strength training to flexibility. And it's very affordable. It's something that you can use over and over and over every day or whenever it is that you want to train with your client. So it's a real good product. Yes, ma'am.
Awesome.
Oh, that's great.
Yes,
thank
and
you.
It's,
that's
it's, it's also. Yes, it's also on our website, fitasidetraining.com.
Okay, so can I buy, if I want to, I can purchase it on
Yes, ma'am. All you have to do is go to the website, yes, ma'am, and just look on the Fitasides Training DVD, and you can purchase it right off the website.
That's wonderful. So by purchasing it, I guess I can have, like if I have an in-house caregiver or somebody like that, they can watch it with me and kind of help me, like even when I can't get to you guys.
Right.
Yes,
ma'am. Awesome.
Wow, that's great.
I wish you guys the best, and thank you so much for answering my questions, and you guys are doing a great job. Keep up
the
good work.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Rachel.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Rachel.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Awesome. Well, Alicia, Allie, I know you had some other questions, so before I go back in, I was going to let you go ahead and ask.
Absolutely. Yeah. We heard a lot about mentioned health and wellness. What is the difference between health and wellness, and why is it important to distinguish between the two of them when it comes to older or aging adults?
Well, the terms themselves, health is really just the absence of some type of ailment. Again, whether it's a physical ailment or a emotional that's where the term health comes in.
Okay.
And of course, if that's impaired, if you have, you know, I've worked with a lot of individuals who've had some type of mental concern that needs to be addressed.
Mm-hmm.
So that's their health is impaired in that regard.
Okay.
When we look at wellness is this all-encompassing concept that has several components subsumed within it.
Okay.
When you look at wellness, you're looking at the person's physical environment.
Mm-hmm.
So if I were to go into your home, that's one of the things that we do is if I go into your home and I notice that you have some functional limitations,
mm-hmm.
I'm automatically thinking fall risk. Because maybe you have a single point cane, or if you have a quad cane, or if you have a rollating walker.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to look in your environment to see if there are any safety concerns. Do you have throw rugs? Do
okay.
you have haphazardly dispensed throughout your home extension cords?
Okay.
How many steps do you need to ambulate to get upstairs? Do you have guardrails on both sides?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're talking about physical environment.
Right.
We're looking at social environment when we talk about wellness. Do you interact with your neighbors? Are you secluded in your home? When I come to your home, are you reserved? Are you dealing with or contending with depression? That's very important. Depression can potentially lead to suicidal ideations. We
right.
don't want that. So I want to engage with my client. I want to talk with my client. I want to get them reminiscing about things and talking about things that make them happy.
Right.
That's my social environment.
Mm-hmm.
Then we're going to look at, you can have also, there's a spiritual component to
mm-hmm,
wellness.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, we're not preachers or anything like that, but
right.
spirituality is that individual's connection to their perception or their belief of that higher being, whatever that individual has. No one comes in with any judgments. You
mm-hmm.
can have a conversation with those individuals to help them or let them talk about what they have. You know, it's a work environment, so you don't, you know, push your perspective on them.
Right.
So
right.
you have all. I don't want to go through all eight because I don't
right.
think we have enough time to go through all eight.
Right.
But those are the pieces of wellness. So it's what makes the person feel a sense of self, some
okay.
self identity. You know, there's
gotcha.
Emotional wellness in there as well. So all these pieces, and they're all interconnected. It's like the mm-hmm. I liken wellness to the economy.
Okay.
This is from my business minor perspective. when you look at the economy, and it can be if you raise a price somewhere in the system, the entire system is affected. Somewhere
right.
along the line, you'll feel that increase somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing with wellness. If someone is emotionally distressed,
mm-hmm.
they're going to be less inclined to engage in activities. They're
gotcha.
Going to be less inclined to interact with individuals. They
mm-hmm.
may be secluded or reserved. So those are the pieces of the wellness component that really needs to be addressed. And it's not an easy task,
right.
but
right.
it's something that can be addressed with working with that particular client, the people that you send in. And that's another thing, you know, it's about who you send in. I'm very kind of meticulous on the type of people that we hire because
okay.
it's very important that these individuals have a strong sense of who they are, for one, and then
right.
can go into these people's home and make them feel the same way about themselves. And again, it's not just about the exercise. You know, that's just a piece of the component because physical exercise,
mm-hmm.
physical fitness is part of their social wellness.
Right.
Right.
I mean, not part of their social wellness, part of their overall wellness. Excuse me.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Like a piece of the puzzle. It's one of those pieces that goes in to complete the puzzle.
Right, exactly. And that's exactly what it is. You know, again, when we come, like I said, you know, the person can come in and find out within the community are there adult daycare facilities or are there places, parks within the community that maybe the person didn't know. And maybe, you know, even when we say homebound, people think that the person cannot necessarily come out of the house. Homebound really means that you have you may not be able to functionally ambulate for maybe more than 100 feet, or
okay.
you may not be able to get to an outpatient facility in order to engage in some type of rehab. But that
right,
doesn't
okay.
mean if you have a park right in your town
that
you
can't
go outside,
right. mm-hmm.
get some fresh
mm-hmm.
air, do your sit-or-size right there in the park.
Right.
And then
okay.
come back in the house after your program is complete, you know,
gotcha.
Things of that nature. So it's using your environment, using the resources, again, that you have to really help these individuals be able to successfully have a good quality of life. And that's what is important for me, and that's what's important for these particular clients is people worry so much about so much trivial stuff.
Yes,
you know,
right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, one thing that you triggered, you know, when that word homebound, you know, a lot of people don't really understand what the definition is. But here
right.
in Atlanta, everybody's transportation challenge. So sometimes
right.
it's not even that I don't want to go to the nearest senior center, it's I can't get there. So you seem
mm-hmm.
like a really good option for those that are have limited access because of lack of transportation.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
so
and
is sit-or-size available nationwide? Is it in every city, or are you right now in Atlanta? Where pretty much is sit-or-size available?
Right now we're in two states primarily, Maryland and Georgia. we're looking to branch out. I have here in Europe been working with it in certain environments with certain individuals, but it's primarily in the U.S. right now in those two states. We are looking to branch out further, but again, like I said, you know, it takes time, and also,
right.
you know, I do want to infiltrate, you know, the system, because I really believe in what we're providing to the community is really a good service, and
absolutely,
it's something, yeah, right, and it's something that is really needed for a lot
yeah.
of people, and that's why we have it, and that's why Tyree came up with that particular process, and then we got together and we've made it grow into the product that it is and the services that they are now.
Awesome. Well, I know we talked about a lot of things, but if for our listeners you can hit on maybe the three top things you want people to take away about what sit-or-size is, we would love for you to go through that right now.
Sure.
And, yeah.
So the first thing that there's a lot, but the first thing that I really want people to understand is that it's really a holistic program. It's
mm-hmm.
and the company itself is holistic in nature, in that the services that we provide in any arena considers the client as the center of this spectrum. And I use the term client as opposed to patient, because mm-hmm. patient always has a
negative connotation
associated.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I like to use the term client because that's what they – and because they're people, you know.
Right.
People look at illnesses. So it's a holistic program with the particular client at the center.
Okay.
The next thing I want people to understand is that the focus is to really decrease – that recidivism rate to the hospital setting, decrease those new acute onsets of illness. And that is going to be accomplished through, again, with our trainers and educating the caregivers. It's not just they come in and do the exercise. We come in and we do a vitals assessment. We communicate as a liaison between the caregiver. If they are still dealing with therapy, with the therapist, communicate with the doctor to ensure that this individual is able to successfully continue.
Mm.
And then the third and last component is that wellness is something that's all-encompassing. Understand that it encompasses every aspect of your life.
Right.
And one piece of that puzzle interacts with another piece of that puzzle.
Mm.
And in order to have a good quality of life, to have a good level of function, one needs to work diligently and do their best within their circumstances to be able to address each of those components so they can have successful aging in place. And those are like the three main components that I would really like for individuals to take away from today's discussion.
Awesome. Well, Allie?
Yes. I was going to say, it's a wonderful program, and just personally speaking, you know, I have a father who's up in age, and he's in an assisted living facility, and I wish your program was in Florida because he could sure use it.
We're working on it.
We're working on coming to Florida.
Oh, please,
that's our next step. That's our next step in the market.
Wow,
yes.
Because that would be an awesome. Then he could stay in his home and, you know, still get the same care and quality care that, you know, he may get in the facility, but in the comfort of his home. So, yes, I will. Please keep me posted.
Yes, ma'am.
And let me do a shout-out for Hampton, Virginia. I have an uncle who will be coming out of rehab and coming. He wants to go home. He was a fall risk. But they linked it to his lack of B12, which was an education process for me. He is returning home in 2 weeks, and if I can help facilitate you all getting to Hampton, Virginia, he's another one that can use the service immediately. So,
yes. Lots of need for what you're providing.
Yes, a needed service.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So, well, you know what? We really appreciate all that you're doing, and it sounds as though you have taken your passion and, you know, you've turned it into a fulfilling and purposeful journey that not only is helping you individuals to fulfill, you know, your destinies, but also for those people who really are in need of your services. And like you said, our older adults are very valuable to society. And it's very true that a lot of people don't see that. And how else would we have even gotten here had it not been for them and their wisdom? So, you know, it's very important. So we want to personally say thank you. Continue to just follow your purpose and your dream. And you know, it is just something that a lot of people struggle with. But thank you for taking a step forward and seeing the need and following that. So thank you. Thank you for joining us tonight on the program. And anytime you have anything new going on, you have a forum here at There Is Life After Layoff. So thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank
you. And if y'all can, very quickly, again, how can people get in touch with you?
You can contact us at CitizensTraining@gmail.com. That's our email. Or you can go to the website at CitizensTraining.com. And the telephone number is 1-800-470-3407.
Okay.
Right.
I, too, want to thank you both for taking the time out this evening. This was a lot of information. We definitely want to have you back.
Because we
can maybe focus on one or two topic areas, and this is highly educational, very informative, and this is what, you know, we are about at Atlanta Life Radio and this show, There Is Life After Layoff. So, again, I want to thank you both personally again, and I very rarely come on air, but I wanted to come on air for this show, so I want to thank you both for taking the time for being with us today.
Thank you for having us,
and we appreciate the meeting you. Verbally.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right, verbally.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Ms. M.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
You know what? And I want to always take a moment to, you know, connect our show to Scripture. And as I was thinking about the topic for tonight, I was led to a particular Scripture that is about basically focus on living a more fulfilling life. And that scripture is Matthew 6:34, which reads, "Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day as its own trouble." And what that boils down to and what it translates into is that, you know, as we strive to seek or live a more fulfilled life, we should not worry about it, because planning for tomorrow is going to be time well spent, and worrying about tomorrow is time wasted. And, you know, sometimes it's difficult to know the difference between the two. Careful planning is being able to think ahead about your goals, your steps and schedules, and trusting God's guidance in all of that. So when that is well done, you know, planning can help to alleviate the worry that you have in your life. So don't let worries about tomorrow affect your relationship with God today. And that, to me, says a lot about the program that we just heard about tonight, Sittercise, because with careful planning and involvement with the right people, with the CNAs that may come into the home, these older adults can have a quality life and live a fulfilling life, no matter how much time they may have left, but they can focus on living a good life without worrying about it. So I want to once again say thank you to our guests who joined us this evening, Mr. Tyree Blake and Mr. Randall Watkins. Thank you so much. And on behalf of Theirs Life After Layup, the entire radio team, we sincerely say thank you to each and every one of you for joining us on this journey. And we don't take it for granted that you have chosen to spend this time with us. And guess what? Next week, we are all in for a real treat. Joining us once again will be speaker, actress, and author Mara Gale, who will be here to share with us about STEM, the movement, which is a faith-based movement that dramatizes touching, transparent testimonies about real issues through film. You won't want to miss it. Please plan to tune in next Tuesday, June 23rd, because I promise you it will be a show that you will remember. So until next time, on behalf of Mel D and myself and the entire There's Life After Layoff radio team, we say thank you for joining us, and we continue to urge you to be encouraged. And yes, although it may be hard to walk away from something, especially when you don't know what you're walking towards, just know that when God is in it, all things are possible and new. Continue to join us on this journey and take a leap of faith past the fear in your life. Know that the bigger the obstacle, the bigger the blessing. But most of all, remember, there is life after layoff. Thank you and good night.
Failure is not final. Your life is not through. Testimony. stress and believe. For the only freedom I have ever known has come from you.